Chapter 3. The front doors to the office building had been chained shut, but the junkies had pulled the boards off a window. The door to the basement and the doors to the elevator shafts were a different beast. The metal had been welded to the jamb. This hadn't put a damper on the party. The lobby was riddled with broken glass and pieces of steel from fractured desks and chairs. The building was old enough to be built from wood and not concrete. It was a wonder the thing hadn't burned down. Fires had been started on the asbestos tile floors, and the smoke had blackened the asbestos-tiled ceilings. Urine stained the walls. Everything of any value had been broken or carted off long ago. Even the copper wires had been stripped out of the walls. The structure was 10 stories, almost perfectly square. Will gathered that each of the floors was divided into 20 offices, 10 on each side, with a long, open cubicle area down the center and 2 bathrooms at the back. The layout was less like a maze and more like an Escher drawing. Some of the rooms had makeshift stairs built from stacked crates and desks that led to rotted holes in the ceilings. These wobbly stairs led to locked doors or smaller rooms on different floors that needed to be searched after he finished the one below. Will felt like a pinball banging from one side of the building to the other, up some creaky stacked crates, down some shifting stacked desks, prying open cabinets and lifting down bookcases, and kicking over piles of paperwork that had been left to rot for decades. Angie. He had to find Angie. Amanda had wasted almost an hour of Will's life, making him wait outside the governor's office while she briefed the man on what little they had so far in the Dale Harding murder investigation. Will had spent the time convincing himself that she was right. He couldn't look for Angie. He couldn't be the one to find her. The press would latch onto the story, and Will wouldn't just see the end of his career. He would probably see the inside of a prison cell. He could ruin Amanda's life in the process. Faith's, Sarah's. The damage would be irreparable. Unless he found Angie alive. Unless she was able to tell the story of what had really happened inside Rippy's club. That was when Will had...